The Polish pianist Christian Zimmerman is just winding up his latest American tour. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Zimmerman is in a direct line of great Polish pianists, beginning with Chopin. Like his compatriot Artur Rubinstein, Zimmerman is primarily associated with romantic music. But Lloyd says the greatest impression Zimmerman has made so far may be in a piece of contemporary music that was composed for him.
He's so good. Why isn't he more famous? That's what an executive at Deutsche Grammophon asked recently about one of their own artists, Christian Zimmerman. It's a good question. Zimmerman has an impeccable and powerful technique, a warm, rich, clear tone, and a poetic soul. But he's also something of a maverick with standards. In 1979, at the age of 23, at the height of his career, Zimmerman canceled all his concert appearances and took a year off to study music and languages. A few years later, he became dissatisfied with the quality of his recordings. He stopped making records for 6 years and began an extensive study of acoustics and sound engineering. In 1987, the great Polish composer Witold Lutosławski wrote his only piano concerto for him. Zimmerman's recent recording, conducted by the composer, has just won the Edison Award, the Dutch Music Award that's a lot more prestigious than a Grammy. The concerto is an exhilarating, sometimes magical, and very musical work that takes full advantage of Zimmerman's power and his extraordinary delicacy. Zimmerman's newest release is a set of live performances of the 5 Beethoven piano concertos. This began as a joint project with Leonard Bernstein, who conducted the last 3 concertos. Here's Zimmerman and Bernstein in the Emperor Concerto. When Bernstein died, Zimmerman refused to record the first 2 concertos with another conductor, so he ended up leading them himself from the piano. Another of Zimmerman's recent recordings is his exquisite version of Schubert's 8 impromptus. These familiar pieces are short but substantial. The longest is nearly 12 minutes. It was probably Schubert's publisher who labeled the first group of 4 impromptus. Schubert must have liked the suggestion of spontaneity and improvisation, because he then gave the same name to the next 4. These pieces range from the most poignant intimacy to an almost military heroism, sometimes both within the same piece. As always, Zimmerman's dazzling technique is at the service of his vivid imagination.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed recent recordings by pianist Christian Zimmerman. Zimmerman concludes his American tour with concerts at Carnegie Hall this Friday night and Boston Symphony Hall Sunday afternoon.